This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Right, but spring floor here, beams or bars here, vault possibly, maybe a trampoline back there.
Kathy Judson's dream is becoming a reality, but its origins are rooted in plain old necessity. You see, Judson has spent a lot of time driving her children to and from gymnastics practices and competitions, far away from her home in Haliburton. So, the mother of 12-year-old twins started wondering if it was possible to have a gymnastics space here. Wondering turned into action, and now, months after searching for a home base, Haliburton Gymnastics has somersaulted into existence, finding both a building to use and a funder to get the place ready to roll, so to speak.
I've always envisioned it here. I've always wanted someone else to bring it here. And after 4 years of driving in winter conditions and having, you know, near-death experiences on the road, I've just had it. This is something that the town wants and the town needs. I feel many agree with me. So it's time. Let's bring it here.
Over the last 4 years, Judson searched for a spot that could work for a gymnastic space. But after the last possible site fell through, she reached out to Haliburton County Development Corporation, or HCDC, for guidance. The organization gave her some great advice and possible locations to look at. Then Judson secured the site at 367 Industrial Road in Haliburton. They then sweetened the pot with a $100,000 loan to get Haliburton Gymnastics off the ground.
Lo and behold, at the end of Industrial Park Road, there is a space that has a for sale sign on it with, you know, a number to contact. And so I contacted the number. Turns out the space was no longer for sale. It was on the market for a while, didn't sell. I asked if a lease would be a possibility, and I gave my vision. And turns out it is a possibility. So here we are today. And it just feels like one of those things that, you know, I didn't really have to push too hard to make it happen, right? A door open and okay, I'll step through it. And so as this goes, I'm sort of walking through more and more doors that are open, and it just feels like it's the right direction to go. I put together a few presentations. I had to do cash flow projections a couple times over a couple years. I had to do, you know, all of that background research. It was presented to them, and they all want to see this happen as well, right? So a lot of them are parents who have kids who want to see this grow and thrive, right? And so they know a gymnastics club is one of those things that it takes some financial backing for sure, because there's expensive equipment and coaches to train and things like that, right? So all of those things are important. This is a go big or go home situation, I believe. My estimation is that we're going to need anywhere between $150,000 to $200,000 to make this work. So the HCDC has given a loan for $100,000, so I believe we're around halfway there. So I'm hoping that we can get community contributions that match that, right? Even if it's little by little, maybe it's going to take longer than I think, and that's okay. It's a question of when rather than a question of if, right?
While she's just beginning her search for community donors or sponsors, Judson hopes to open the doors to Haliburton Gymnastics in July to recreational users, then ramp up from there.
It will be a process. My game plan right now is crowdfunding for the next few months. I actually am allowed to do some of the work that's required to make this a proper functioning building. That would be April 1st, I can begin that. And then, you know, there's the whole question of, you know, getting in the equipment, getting the right equipment in. And then what equipment are we getting? You know, a lot of the town members mentioned when I polled them that they wanted a climbing wall, for example. So things like that take a little bit of time to build. So I would say, hopefully, a soft opening maybe around July for, you know, at a recreational level. And then in the months later, then, you know, things become a little bit more serious. We can look at getting a competitive team and things like that, right? One foot in front of the other, we'll say. The bread and butter of most gymnastics clubs is not the competitive team. That's for sure. The competitive team is just a side little niche, right? The bread and butter of most of these businesses is the rec kids that come in and they burn off some steam and they climb some things and they tumble around and then they go home. And then, you know, next week they do it again, right? So yeah, that's a big part of the whole business. Like I said, I feel like it's the right move. I haven't, even though I have put in a lot of work, Nothing's being forced right now. This is all sort of just happening. Things are sort of falling on my lap and I'm going with it. So I feel very good about it. I feel when I saw this space, I felt very positive about it. So I have an overall great feeling that this will happen and it will be a success.
If you'd like to become a sponsor or make a donation to get Halliburton Gymnastics rolling, visit Halliburton Gymnastics on Facebook or email halliburtongymnastics@gmail.com.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.